מסכת מנחה פרק ה' משנה ד' בחיי בעל שמן בפני עצמו בעל הלבונה בפני עצמו. We said at the end of the previous mission that a minchas chote, a mincha which is brought by somebody who is over on tumas mikdash ukadashav, and is very poor, he is dal, he cannot afford to bring either an oaf or a behemoth, and the shemen and levona is not put on the mincha, as the pasuk says explicitly, lo yasam alei shemen, lo yitin alei levona, tichazasi. And a minchas knoz, which is a minchas sota, also does not require shemen and levona, as the pasuk says, lo yitzak olav shemen, lo yitin olav levona, ki minchas knoz hu. And the Mishnah tells us that if you do put shemen and levona on a minchas chote or a minchas knoz, you'd be chayav two separate losases. You'd be chayav a losase for putting on shemen, and you'd be chayav a separate losase for putting on the levona on the mincha. Nasan alei shemen, pasla. Levona, yokatena. But there is a difference between putting on the shemen on the mincha and putting on the levona in the mincha, even though they're both echiyav lav. But if you put on shemen on the mincha is pasla. There's no way to be metakin it. You'd have to bring a different mincha. But if you put on levona on the mincha, then it's still kosher. You can gather up the levona and take it off. This you cannot do by the shemen, as it would get nivlal, and the flour is impossible to get it out. Nasan shemen al shiraha. In a over below sasa. If the kohen was eating the shirayim of the mincha that was remaining after the kmita was taken off to be burnt, and he put shemen on that shirayim, he would not be over on a low sasa. As there was only an issur to put shemen on the mincha before the kmita was taken off, but after the kmita was taken off and burnt on the mizbeach, you're allowed to put shemen on the shirayim of the mincha, even by a mincha chote and a mincha knoz. Nasan kli agavi kli lo pasul. If you don't put the shemen or the levona in the mincha itself, instead you take a kli of shemen or kli of levona and you put it on top of the kli sharit which is holding the mincha chote or mincha knoz. In such a case, it would not be possible. There is no chi of lav in such a case. And since you didn't put the shemen or the levona in the mincha itself, instead you took a kli holding shemen or levona and you put it on top of the kli in which the mincha chote and mincha knoz was being held, there is no issur in such a case, and the mincha is kosher. Some minchas require hagasha, which is that the kohen would bring the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach before the kmita. But they don't require tnufa, that the mincha would be shaken up and down, back and forth. Tnufa velo hagasha. Some minchas require tnufa, but not hagasha. Hagasha u tnufa, lo tnufa velo hagasha. Some minchas require both hagasha and tnufa, while some minchas require neither tnufa nor hagasha. Eilu tunos hagasha, ve'enan tunos tnufa. The following minchas require hagasha, that the kohen would be magid the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, but they don't require tnufa. Minchas hasolas ba'machba, ba'hamrechashim. Somebody who brings a minchas solas, or a minchas machbas, or a minchas machashim. Minchas solas is that the kmita is taken from it before it is baked, while a minchas machbas is baked in a kli called a machbas, and a minchas machashim is baked in a kli called a machashim. Ba'chalos ba'harikikim. Somebody who's menarib a minchas mafetana can bring either a chalas or rikikim, whichever he chooses. And this mincha also requires hagasha but not tnufa. Minchas kohenim, a kohen that is menarib any of the above mentioned minchas also, it would require hagasha but not tnufa. The difference between a minchas kohenim and a minchas yisrael is that a minchas kohenim is kulei kalo, it's entirely consumed on the mizbeach, while by a minchas yisrael in the kmita is consumed on the mizbeach. Minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha of a kohen gadol, which is referring to the minchas chavitim, which is brought machtiso bevoker, machtiso be'erev every day by the kohen gadol. Minchas goyim, a goy that is menari, one of the above mentioned minchas, also it would require hagasha benat tenufa. Minchas nashim, an isha, that is menari, any of those minchas also it would require hagasha benat tenufa. Minchas chayte, a mincha that is brought for an aver that is done. Somebody who does an aver, such as he was over in Tumas Mikdash, Ukadasha, or he's over on the Shuas Pitoy. Now the din is, you have to bring a korban ola v'yorid, which is that if you're wealthy, you bring a behemah. If you're less well off, you bring an oath. And if you're very poor, you bring a mincha. This is called a mincha chote, and it also requires hagasha, but not tenufa. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, mincha kohanim, mincha kohen Mashiach, ain't behem hagasha. Bipnei she'ain behem kmitza, v'chol she'ain behem kmitza, ain't behem hagasha. Rabbi Shimon said, a mincha which is brought by a kohen, and a mincha kohen Mashiach, Minchas Chavisa, does not have Haggasha. The coin would not bring it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeah. Because there's no Kmita done by a Mincha's coin and a Mincha's coin Mashiach, because every Mincha that is brought by a coin is Kulei Kalos, entirely consumed on the Mizbeah. So we don't take off a Kmita. Instead, we put the whole Mincha on the Mizbeah. And any time a Mincha does not have Kmita, we also do not do Haggasha according to Rabbi Shimon.